and in his name all oppression shall cease. This line is from a hymn we often sing during Christmas. This line is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the verse that comes to mind is Philippians 2 verses 10 to 11, which says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord." For me, the knee is not just physical knees. I think the knee also represents or refers to nations, galaxies, infirmity, sorrows, oppression, anything we can imagine or think of, the things we don't even know exist, we bow down to the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, all oppression shall cease, and it is not negotiable, because Jesus Christ is Lord over everything. When we think of everything that is happening in the world nowadays, the circumstances some of us find ourselves, or even seeing other people going through, it seems almost impossible that oppression will cease, and if so, it seems it is taking way too long for it to happen. However, this season is a reminder of the love that God has for us, a reminder of the holy night that he sent his son Jesus Christ to come and rescue us, to die for us, so that we may have life and have it abundantly. Luke 10:19 indicates that Jesus Christ has given us power and authority to overcome. The key here is our relationship and identity in Christ Jesus. Because if we struggle with this, then we will struggle when the unthinkable happens. I think the truth is, many of us have allowed the enemy to lie to us that as Christians, we are not meant to go through challenges or hardship in life. Or as Christians, when we pray and we don't get answers or answers that we want, it means God is not with us. These are lies from the enemy, because Jesus told us the truth. In John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Sometimes the enemy tries to make you condemn yourself, making it seem as though Jesus is punishing you for your sin. But Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." If you read Luke 2 verses 25 to 31, there was a man named Simeon that the Bible described as righteous and devout. And the Bible says he was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and save Israel. That was the only thing he was waiting to see before his death. God granted his request. And when that fateful day arrived, this is what Simeon said in verse 29 to 31. "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people." You see, the good news is, like Simeon, we don't have to wait. Our salvation is already here. Before any of us were formed in our mother's womb, God has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us. He is our savior, our healer, sustainer, provider, our peace, our king, our comforter. Our Emmanuel is already here, God with us. So the main thing for us is holding on to the truth, holding on to our relationship with God, our identity in Christ Jesus, holding on to our faith, and awaiting the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we will know that what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. Romans 8:18. Another version says, the pain that you have been feeling can't be compared to the joy that is coming. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that all oppression has bowed down to the name of Jesus. I thank you that our mind and ears have turned away from deception of the enemy, and our heart is turning and is aligning with the will of God for us and our nation. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is visiting and comforting those who might be spending this season alone or in difficult circumstances. I thank you that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know the hope of your calling. Lord, we lay at your feet our sorrows, struggles, disappointment, afflictions, and all oppression. Thank you for taking care of it all as we accept your comfort, your direction, and your peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.